AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former President Donald Trump. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special Counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A recording of a post-election phone call disclosed by the Detroit News says Donald Trump pressured two election officials in a key county in Michigan not to certify 2020 vote totals. The former president's 2024 campaign neither confirmed nor denied the legitimacy of the recording. The UN Security Council approved a watered-down resolution to speed up aid to Gaza without a call for suspension of the fighting between Israel and Hamas. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says this has got to stop.
There is no time to waste. We must find a path forward to end the misery we're seeing.
The Missouri State Health Department says one person is still missing, a week after the abrupt closure of St. Louis's largest nursing home left roughly 170 residents scattered at new facilities throughout the city. Lightning crackled offshore as a blustery Pacific storm crossed the San Diego coast and pushed eastward toward desert areas into Arizona after flooding communities near Los Angeles. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of prices fell last month, another sign inflation is easing and consumers should expect to see lower interest rates in 2024. This is AP News. New technology will keep tabs on Santa Claus. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
For the 68th year, NORAD will track Santa using radars, sensors, fighter jets.
The same technology we use every single day to keep North America safe to track Santa on December 24th.
Colonel Elizabeth Mathias says he might have some secrets up his red sleeve.
I don't know yet if he's using AI. I'll be curious if our assessment of his flight this year shows us some advanced capabilities.
Starting Sunday, Mathias says kids can watch Santa's travels via NORADSanta.org's Santa cams and track him via social media platforms, Alexa and elsewhere, or they can call 1-877-HI-NORAD for updates from its Colorado headquarters, where some 1,100 volunteers will be waiting.
It's a bit of a bucket list item for some folks.
I'm Sagar Magani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.